Howdy, folks, and welcome to Moose Podcast number 505. An interesting problem to have. How are you folks doing this week? I trust you are all well. Special shout out to my good friend out there in Philmont doing his volunteer duty. Great to see you out there doing it. And of course, posting photos, sharing. That's great stuff. It's a summer, and a lot of our birds have settled down on nests. Now, one thing that Sharon and I are just totally perplexed about this year is we have got at least 1,000 American goldfinches and pine siskin at our feeders. I mean, they are going through 50 pounds of seed every 6 days. There's that many, yet we haven't found one nest. It's like, what are they doing? They just birthing them ready to go? It's a quandary. We are looking. We can't find any. But nuthatches kids are out. Robin kids are out. It's a beautiful thing. This episode of the Moose Podcast is being recorded using Adobe Podcast AI Beta. And the studio, which is where you record, is still in beta. How many years it could be in beta? It's already been 2 years, but it still works. So somehow, I guess, they keep tweaking and making improvements, so they don't want to make it anything other than Chrome-based, but it works. Now, it records the podcast. It creates the transcript, which you can find on the blog post on the website, where you also have links to things I talk about, photo, but you also can listen to it at your favorite places like Spotify, YouTube, Amazon, iTunes. So I appreciate you dropping by, and I appreciate your following me. And of course, you have questions. Remember, you can post them there at YouTube or Spotify, and I am the one who instantly get back to you. No, those answers are not AI. You can tell because they sound like me and not like, you know, how it's supposed to be, because I am never how it's supposed to be. Well, it's a busy week. So, K-1 class on the Photographer's Editorial Marketplace is there, and had some really great conversations. Even more, I've been inspired by a number of folks who think they're too old in life, in their 60s and 70s, to actually take on the quest and are working towards, with the information from the class, getting published, which to me is, that's really cool and exciting. So congratulations. So that's there over on Kelby One. The Nikon released a minor firmware update for the Z70-200F2.82 that I guess some folks were having some sort of issue with the 2X teleconverter, which works really well on that lens. This firmware is supposed to take care of that. So there you go. Let's see here. Oh, yeah. The other thing that I thought I wanted to mention was, well, getting ready for Osh, which is, of course, about 45 days off. And the what I use to get myself and my gear around that massive place is a Mountain Smith, an old lumbar pack that has got to be, I think I got it the very first Oshkosh I went to. It's about 20 years ago, maybe 19. Anyway, it's really old. One of the things, it's made with older nylon. It's not water repellent or waterproof. And that was annoying sometimes because it does rain at Osh. So I went and got the new Mountain Smith Day EVO lumbar pack. That's Echo Victor Oscar lumbar pack. And it's arrived, and it's a tad bigger, not a lot. So it's going to hold, it will hold the primary gear, which is my Z51.2, the Z24-72.82, and the Z70-200-2.82, and a body inside. Then it will hold a pro photo water bottle on the outside and other doodads. You get it with the shoulder attachment accessory. So it goes over your shoulders and doesn't ride just on your hips. It's a marvelous pack. You can look at the link there at the podcast page, or you can go to the Doodad list. You can find it. It's rocking. I love it. Thank you, Mountain Smith. Well, I'm actually reading two books right now. I had another one recommended to me, and it is a real page burner. It's called The Few by Alex Kershaw, and it's a 2006 book, but it's just been brought to my attention, and I just cranked through it. It is really amazing. Now, the subtitle to The Few is The American Knights of the Air Who Risked Everything to Save Britain in the Summer of 1940. Now, they didn't save Britain on their own, but what the story's about is some U.S. citizens who, against the possibility of 10 years in prison and fines by breaking the Neutrality Act at the time, this is before Roosevelt got his third win as president, they, for better of lack of terms, snuck into England and became pilots. Now, this thing, it is absolutely just a great book. And Kershaw did a marvelous job bringing us up on history, because there's all sorts of stuff in there from Churchill to Hitler, to aircraft, and then to these young men who were really, at the time, they were all in their 20s. They were older than most U.S. pilots once the U.S. got into the war, a year after these guys snuck over there. It's a page burner. So the title of the book is The Few by Alex Kershaw. I highly recommend it. It's a great read. I want to thank my good friends over at Bedford, bedfords.com, for sponsoring the Moose Podcast. A number of people reached out when I did a post this last week about, ProGrade, more than worth it. You know, that three-year warranty and their speed and their quality and, and their software, their refresh software. They are really just the car to have. And a number of people reached out to Bedford's to get them because, Bedford's stock them. They stock everything. Come on. I mean, Bedford's has got it. They've got it all. Whether you go into one of the stores, you call up, you go to the website, you're going to find great service, great pricing, huge inventory. And, of course, when you say the old M-O-O-S-E word, you're going to see money back after you check out. Now, they've got the Photo Expo. It's about a month out. It's in July there in Little Rock. My good friend Mike Mazzul will be there. Great stuff. I don't know if you've seen his work lately with the volcanoes. Really gorgeous stuff. And right now they have the trade-in and trade-up special going on from Nikon. But they've got every brand. They've got the experts. They've got the deals. They've got the pricing. I mean, they're your go-to stop to have fun. Hey, looking for a Father's Day present or a suggestion of one? Hey, Bedford's is the place. So thanks, Bedford, for sponsoring the Moose Podcast. So for the past literally 32 days, I just feel like I've been a kind of a shooting machine. It was Ecuador, then in Minot, for the air-to-air photo clinic, and then doing the air-to-air there. And then Delaware for Delaware Shorebirds. Then had an assignment. And so after all that 30 days, I had nearly 30,000 images to file after, deletions and stuff. 30,000. And of that 30,000, I finished about 4,000. They went into the gallery folder. I've never had that problem before. I've never had so many images that I go to the next project and the images from the prior project hadn't been finished. Now, I've always prided myself, and I don't know what to attribute to, but at the end of each day, having gone through all my images and filed them, and there was a couple days in that period of 31 days where I hit the sheets and all the images hadn't been gone through. There were some shoots that were just monumental, and I was looking at them and taking notes and having new experiences and trying new techniques. And oh my gosh. And it was an interesting problem to have, for lack of better terms, be behind. I wasn't sure how I was going to deal with it. So I kept plodding away. And here's the deal. Life doesn't stop just because I have a whole lot of images I need to deal with. In fact, it keeps going on. I had one of the first practicalities is hard drive space. Now, I have an older Mac at this point. My MacBook Pro is an M2. It still really works just beautifully, keeping up with all the software updates. But I only got a 2 terabyte internal drive. So silly me, I thought that would be okay. But then this thing called video showed up, and the ZR, it eats up a lot of space. Now, I have the Pro Grade, the PG10.5, I believe it is, 4 terabyte little guys, which are my external drives I go with me. But when you fill it up with video, all of a sudden, half of that 4 terabytes is video. So one of the first things I had to deal with real world here with all the shooting was I had to get some images finished and then moved off to the main drives back at the office so I could continue to shoot. So two things needed to happen. I needed to get images finished, you know, gone through, filed, numbered, keyworded for like aviation. I keyword those for the aircraft model. And then I had to be back in the office long enough to do that. So for example, from Ecuador, we got home and 2 days later, I was in Minot, North Dakota. That's not enough time to get it done. And I had so much video and stills from Ecuador. I was sweating it a bit there in Minot for storage space. And I had a few days to come back. And then I was off to Delaware. Now, in that period of time, the biggest space hog is video. So I did manage to get some of the video gone through, edited, filed, and then put on the main drive so I could take them off my traveling 4 terabyte external. But I was continually fighting space. Yeah, I could have bought more drives, but in the real world, I didn't expect to be so jammed up again anytime soon. So spending money for a temporary fix didn't seem like a great use of money. I had to use time. So what did that do? Well, it kind of, first of all, I wasn't really like dying to go out shooting again, which I gotta admit was kind of a first for me. I'm always kind of chomping at the bits to go out and kill some pixels. I just, you know, shooting. And that desire to shoot kind of was quiet for a little while, which was an interesting thing. I didn't have any time to read books. I was just finishing. And during that time, you might not remember, but there was a number of updates to Adobe Camera Raw and to Photoshop. So I had to get those in, figure it out, make them work, then go back to work. So I'm always finishing using the beta, which, yes, I know you're not supposed to do because there's a risk you can. Yeah, I've never had that problem. It was an interesting problem to have. And here's the thing. Now I've gotten through it. Everything is now finished, filed, put away, backed up, back at the office network. So my little ProGrade 4 terabyte externals are all cleaned off. So I'm ready to go. I'm kind of like want that pressure again. I want that I am shooting so much I can't get it done feeling. And that's an interesting problem to have. How do one solve that itch? Especially now that it's into June and July, and it's midsummer, it's about, and it's not the best time to be cranking out tons of bird or mammal photography. It's a little bit of a challenge. So then, okay, what can I crank on? I'll do aviation. And I had an assignment in that week, and I went out and did a job. And those images are at the moment sequestered until a publication comes out. But yeah, it was an interesting problem to have. One, too many images. Two, not so much desire to go out and shoot. Now three, I'm kind of like there's a void and I'm dying to go out and shoot. And I'm shooting, don't get me wrong, but not the volume or the variety that that was out there. Now, you can head to Instagram. You'll see some of the shots from Ecuador. You can head to the website, the very bottom of the gallery. You can look at, I think there's nearly 60 images in the Ecuador bird gallery because there's so many. And then there's at least 40 in the Delaware birds. You can see that the photography I did enjoy was just off the chart amazing. And that was part of the rush as well, as I've got all these images to finish. I wanted to get to these images, some of the aviation stuff that I did, whole new ideas, and they really panned out, really turned out cool. But I got to get them finished, file finished, and secured before I can enjoy those things. So it's just, I'm here to tell you that if you work hard, it does all work out. And if you shoot a lot, it all does work out. I know at the moment you might seem overwhelmed with all you've got. Yeah, you just keep pushing through it. And then all of a sudden you get to go, ah, and look at those photographs and enjoy them and reflect back and say, wow, that was an interesting problem to have. You folks have a marvelous week. Get out there and shoot. Share, share, share. Please share. And if you get the opportunity, go check out that class in Kelby 1 and learn how to get paid for sharing your images, because it's a really satisfying feeling. Take care and make every click your story.